What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Fit Cook Life podcast, where we promote a healthy balance between fitness, food, and mindset.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the Fit Cook Life podcast. I am Coach Cam. Sitting across from me is Coach Ronnie.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the new episode. We got a good one planned for you today.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a really good episode. Last week, we talked about not being able to outrun a bad diet.
Right.
This episode, we're going to focus on the training side of things.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned for it. It's going to be awesome.
Yep.
As always, our podcast is presented by Apothecary ATL, one of our sponsors of the shows. Great friends of ours over at Apothecary. If you're interested in any CBD products, if you have any CBD needs, if you have questions, go over there. Check it out. Check out their store. Ask them any questions that you have. If you're not in the Atlanta area, you can DM them. They're more than willing to answer any questions that you have, help you figure out the products that you need, the right milligrams, doses. There's a lot that goes into it, a lot more than you would think. So if you're interested in that, you can DM them at Apothecary ATL on Instagram. Anything you want to throw in there?
Nope, not about the CBD, but we do have our store live right now. We do have the 20-ounce tumbler and 30-ounce tumbler, as well as the Fit Cook Life Fitness Journal. So if you guys are interested in any of the products, head on over to the website, www.thefitcooklife.com, and you can snag any of those products. We're also constantly updating the website with different types of things. That's where you can find the podcast. We also have our services on there, and we are accepting new training clients right now for personal training, online, and small group training. So if you're interested in working with us one-on-one directly, go ahead and head on over there. You can sign up for your free clarity call, 30-minute conversation, figure out where you are right now and how we can help you and if we're a good fit for you.
Yeah, guys, it's not a sales pitch. That clarity call is not a time for us to try to push our products or our services on you. It's to help you. So go over there. It's free. The more people that we talk to, the better we get at our jobs of helping people. So that's why we have it for free and the reason why we have it available on the site.
Yeah. Also, if you guys have any season finale questions, reminder that Cam will be leaving in a few weeks to go to basic training. No. If you guys have any questions, we always like to do a season finale opening up with questions. So if you guys have any, go ahead, send them on over to us, info@thefitcooklife.com. And if you want to be a guest on the podcast while he is out during basic training and all of his other military endeavors, make sure to send me an email as well.
Yes. It's going to be a fun time.
Anyways, let's get into the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, like I said earlier, last podcast, if you did not listen to it, go back. Pause this one. Go back and listen to it. But it was, you can't outrun a bad diet.
Nope.
Now, basically what we were saying during that podcast, a little recap here, is that you need to be mindful of what you're eating, right? You need to make sure that you're getting in the nutrients that you need.
Right.
Okay? Meeting the requirements that your body needs in order to function properly.
Carbs, fat, protein. Taking a look at the macros, not just the calories.
Yes. It's more than just calorie intake. And you need to get a better understanding of where protein comes from. You need to get a better understanding of how much protein you need. Okay? I actually had someone reach out to me and ask, you know, hey, I read something on the internet. And I knew right away. I was like, ooh, okay. Where's this going? That I need X amount of protein in order to, you know, build muscle. And I was like, okay, why did you get that exact number? You know, and taking a more in-depth look at it. And it was just a random number that someone had put out online.
Yeah.
And so, guys, don't just read things online. Figure out how they got that formula. Where did they get that calculation? And then do it yourself for you.
Yeah.
You need to make
realize
sure
your numbers are going to be different than everyone else's numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of, I kind of wanted to talk about that in the training sense. And that's what brought up the topic of today's podcast. And that's working out is not a punishment for what you eat. And what I mean by this is that you don't have to kill yourself every time you go into the gym just because you eat a certain way. You know, working out is not supposed to be that type of thing that you break yourself down because of some other bad habit that you're doing. You don't have to kill yourself. I see people going into the gym all the time doing these super intense workouts every single time, and they look the same. And it's like, if you would just take control over your nutrition and have a little bit better game plan whenever it comes to your working out, you don't have to die every single time. Now, that's coming from someone who likes to do intense workouts. Myself, I love to do HIIT workouts, and that's the preferred type of workout that I like to do. But I realize that I don't have to do that every single time in order to meet the body or the desired body that I want to have.
Yeah. So, and I want everyone to understand, like, in our minds, we have formed the body that we want, right? But then realize, you know, and take a little look at yourself and say, okay, am I eating to meet that requirement?
Mm-hmm.
Am I working out to meet that requirement? Because going in and doing bicep curls every single day isn't going to give you the legs that you want.
Right.
Or going in and doing squats every day isn't going to give you the abs that you want. Right. So you need to understand too is that working out every single day might not give your body the rest that it needs either.
Exactly.
And just because you do a lot of cardio doesn't mean that you're going to form the body that you want either.
Exactly. So. Exactly. You guys, your body has different types of requirements whenever it comes to working out. The act of movement itself, there's so many different things that you can do, but two of the big things that we like to focus on here. One of them is strength training and the other one is cardio. They are two separate entities. They can be blended together in a sort of fashion where it is strength training with cardio components in there. But realize whenever you're doing these exercises, you should be having a purpose for the exercise and know, okay, if I'm doing heavy squats, this is to build my strength. This is not a cardio exercise. Okay, yes. So treat it as such.
Don't load up the bar and start doing jump squats.
Right, exactly. You got to have a game plan whenever it comes to working out.
Yeah.
And know that cardio is not going to be the single thing that is going to make you lose weight, guys. And weight training is not going to be the one thing that makes your body look a certain way. Yes, you can influence the size of the muscles, you can influence your strength and the way that the muscles may appear, but if you don't get rid of that body fat that's covering those muscles, then you're never going to be able to see them. And to be able to get rid of that body fat, you got to take control over that nutrition. So that's why we put it out there first, and now we're talking about the training side of things. So if you think that you can outrun a bad diet and get the body that you want by getting on this great structured workout plan, but by taking a break on your nutrition, then you're going to be in for a rude surprise because you're not going to see those results.
Yeah, either way, it does not work. You cannot work out hard in order to eat what you want, and you cannot eat super clean but not work out correctly either.
Right. They go together.
Yes.
They go together. In order to have the body, to have the life that you want to live, you're going to have to take control over these two things. And that's what we talk about in this whole making 2021 your year. Making it the year of you and making it a better version of yourself. It's not new year, new me. It's new year, better me.
Yes.
So keep that in mind. Cardio burns calories. Strength training also burns calories.
Yes.
Any type of movement that you're doing, you're going to be burning calories.
And it takes consistency over a period of time. Not, well, I worked out 3 times this week. I did cardio twice.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next week, well, I worked out only once and I didn't do any cardio. Like, and then the next week you're like, oh, I did worked out every day. Mm-hmm. Did cardio for an hour every day. Your body, you're taking your body on a roller coaster, but they're only short trips.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take it on a consistent long trip.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you consistently burn fat. That's how you consistently build muscle. Like, all of that plays an effect. You take it, and I always bring it back to the bodybuilding sense here, because you're talking about someone that's in shape to take their body to the extreme. It takes like 12 weeks. They're doing like short amount of cardio each day for 12 weeks, mm-hmm. You know? So the same thing goes for you, whether you're wanting to lose 5 pounds or 105 pounds. It does not matter. You want consistency over time in order to reach your goals, not off and on, off and on.
Exactly. Yeah, and one of the big things here, another thing that I want to highlight between the difference between cardio and strength training is obviously when you're doing strength training, you're working your muscles, you're trying to influence the size of them, you're trying to influence the strength of them. You're not necessarily looking to get the heart rate up whenever you're doing strength training. It will come up because if the intensity is there where it should be appropriately, that is going to provide that stimulus. It's going to be tough and it's going to get your heart rate up. But whenever it comes to cardio, the big thing there is that you are working your cardiovascular system. You're not there just to sweat. You're not there to lose body weight and water and be dripping all over the floor. You're not there to die. You're there to improve the way that your body moves blood throughout the system to make it work more efficiently. You're there to improve your lungs, to improve your heart. Both of these are two different types of activity. So you have your strength training and you have your cardio. Those are the two main purposes for the two different types of movement that we like to promote. Now you blend those together and you get this magical thing of being active and being a healthy human. That's what we all want to be, is a normal, healthy human. So in order to do that, we got to stay consistent with these things. If you're building your strength up, that's just going to make your daily activities a lot easier. It's going to help to prolong your life. It's going to help to make sure that your joints stay nice and loose and that you're able to have that range of motion to be able to do these daily activities that you enjoy doing right now and that you will want to continue to do as you grow older with your kids, with your family, with your friends, anyone. Even little things that you want to just do on your own. If you want to go out and climb a mountain, you should be able to whenever you're 70.
If you want to walk your dog.
Right. Go up and down the stairs. If you don't want to avoid stairs for your entire life.
If you want to dance with your daughter at her wedding. If you're wanting to dance with your granddaughter at her wedding. You know, your goals will change over time, but it's still that healthy lifestyle.
Yes. And by adding in these two different types of components and getting on a structured plan where it lays it out, it makes sense for you. That's what we want to encourage for everyone. Mm-hmm. To be able to have those cardio aspects because you do want to have a good functioning heart.
Yep.
To do the strength training because you do want to be able to move and make daily activities better.
Yep.
And it's just good for the body overall. It's a great stress relief. By doing physical activity, guys, that's what we promote. And we promote to be active most days of the week. But the big thing here that we want to harp on whenever bringing it all back full circle is that you don't have to kill yourself whenever you're working out.
No, you do not. Because if you are...
If you are playing the game the way that it should be played, yes. We have the game plan laid out. The game plan is laid out in many different ways, but it's all pretty much the same. You get your nutrition in check, you start adding in activity, and you do that on a consistent basis, you're going to see your results.
And like, it sounds very beginner level.
Yeah.
But that goes for everyone, no matter where you are. Whether you're a CrossFit athlete.
Exactly.
Or, you know, you've got a huge, long fitness journey ahead of you. It does not matter where you are in your life. Getting your nutrition in check and then working out with a strategic purpose, that's the name of the game. The only thing that changes is how strict you get over a period of time with food. And then, you know, the game plan of building strength and building flexibility and mobility and you know, getting stronger over a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but it's all the same.
Right.
It just depends on where people are in their own walks of life.
Right.
But it's all the same game plan. The bones and the structure of it are the same. Mm-hmm. I'll say that.
Yeah. And basically, what I want to tell you is to learn what kind of combination works best for you. Whenever it comes to the intensity of your workouts, whenever it comes to how many days you should be working out, when you should be doing your cardio, when you should be doing your strength training. What I like to recommend for everyone, especially if you're a beginner, is try to get in at least 3 days of strength training, full body, and then get in 2 days of cardio. I like to split it up. Me personally, it makes most sense for me with my clients to break it up. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, those are your strength training days. Mm-hmm. Tuesday and Thursday, those are your cardio days.
And the weekends is fun.
in the weekends, you can relax. I mean, be active and be mindful, but you know you don't have to kill yourself. And right. and that way it allows you to enjoy your time off with your family, with your friends, be able to do whatever you want to do.
And the best way to make sure that you're constantly progressing is to keep track of things.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Track the number of reps that you did. If it's body weight stuff, track the number of track the weight that you used for certain exercises, because guess what? You're going to get stronger, and that 20-pound kettlebell or that 30-pound, it's going to get easier. It's going to get lighter, and you've got to go up in it.
Right.
But how are you going to know how long you're worried about work. You're worried about your kids. You're worried about taxes and life and whatever else is going on in this crazy freaking world. The last thing that you need to, again, remember is, well, how much did I use on the barbell last week for my squat? And then how many sets did I do? No. Guys, write these things down. Type them out on your phone or find a system where it'll track it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Which is one reason why I love our app, shameless plug, is that you type it in one time, it'll remind you the next time.
Right, exactly. But it is important to track those results, you know, because, or like what he's saying, that you'll go into the gym and you'll just default to the same things that you always yes. use, and you're not pushing yourself, and then that's where you become stagnant, or you pick a workout that you know that you've done before, and then you stick with the same weights, and you just end up staying in the same spot. We need to be pushing ourselves, and we need to be progressing forward, and one of those easiest ways to do that is to write down your workouts, the ways that you're using, and then up them the next yeah. week, you know?
Yeah.
It seems simple, and I know that for a lot of people it does seem difficult, and a lot of people don't know what to do. So a big announcement here, one thing that I want to announce is that we now have a 90-day beginner transformation program up on the Fit Cook Live website. It's through the app. Basically what I've done is I've broken it down into three different training phases. First one, starting out with mainly stability type exercises. And then we're going into, in that second phase, after 4 weeks, we're focusing a little more on strength, working out any type of imbalances. And then we really start to focus on what actual strength training looks like in that last 4 weeks.
And then from there, you should be able to learn to be able to continue on your own journey.
Right.
It's a great 90-day transformation to it, where you're going to learn a lot about yourself. You're going to find the system that works for you, like we talked about. You're going to keep track of those things. You'll learn the importance of keeping track of it. And then we're also teaching you the system in play.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and if you want to keep continuing to learn from us and everything, that's when you can jolt over to the online training side of things, where we can, you know, keep track of those things for you and help you along the way. But it should be able to, especially if you're wanting to learn.
It's laying the groundwork for you. I've broken it down, and I put in basic foundational movement patterns that we like to focus on. It's things that are going to be the best bang for your buck, things that you should be able to do. Things that are going to help you with your flexibility, your mobility, your stability, everything like that. So across the board, if you guys are interested in that, head on over to the website. If you have any questions, make sure to reach out to us. But a 90-day beginner transformation program breaks it all down, makes it all super simple for you to understand. You get everything delivered day by day. And you can always reach out to me, and I can check in with you and answer any kind of questions. So you kind of get to be a client of mine for 3 months and, mm-hmm. and get to learn a little bit.
And each person that signs up for that gets the free, macro, tracking.
Exactly.
Learn how to calculate your own macros, and you'd be able to do that during each phase and continuing on. You'll learn the process if you're like, I don't know how much protein I need.
Exactly.
Right? Like the person that reached out to me, well, the internet says I need this amount, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No.
You can learn how to calculate your numbers based off of where you are right now.
Yep.
And if you ever have any questions, you can always reach out to me. So yeah. That's the beautiful thing about the app. There's built-in messaging there too. So I'm really enjoying it. We've really vamped it up in the past year. I know we don't talk about it a ton here on the podcast, but it is something that I'm very proud of. And if you guys are interested, I would love to work with you guys. So awesome. There's my piece.
Well, the next podcast, and I just came up with this during the the podcast. But you know, this is my last month of normal podcasting, right? Yep. So I wanted to really focus in on, or at least the last month of this year for me to normally podcast. I want to talk about something that hit home with me over this past year, which is finding confidence in change. Or find confidence in making a change. You know, whether it's changing a job, making a change in your lifestyle to be healthier, implementing fitness into your life, or, you know, deciding to join the military.
Yeah.
Whatever the case may be, or going through a divorce. Whatever the case may be, you know, if you're going through a change in life, how you can find confidence in that. So it's a little bit of a mindset thing that we're going to be talking about next time on the podcast. So make sure that you listen to it.
Looking forward to that one.
And if you want to be Ronnie's guest, which I highly recommend, he's a fun time sitting across the table from, reach out.
Yeah.
info@thefitcooklife.com. Send the email in a subject line. Say, I want to be your guest. Mm-hmm. And Ronnie will take care of you from there.
Mm-hmm.
Tell your story.
Talk about anything.
Ask him questions. It might be a great time. People are always afraid to ask questions, but I think it's important because guess what? Your questions that you're asking are not stupid. They're the same questions that we get asked all the time, or it's a question that someone else is afraid to ask as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to hear the answer. So no matter what the podcast is about, Ronnie will take care of you. But anything you want to close them with?
Be smart about your training, guys. Don't kill yourself when it comes to working out. I fell into that trap early on whenever I was working out, so that's why I can speak about this with experience. I do still love my HIIT workouts, but you don't have to kill yourself every time you work out, guys.
Yeah.
Take care of your body. Eat correctly. Drink your water. I know it's been cold, and it's hard to drink that water. If you have to, warm it up a little bit. Makes it a little bit easier. Don't put the ice in there.
Yeah.
But keep smashing your goals, and we'll see you in the next podcast.